Hi everyone.
Hi.
Yes, so my name is Dawn and I'm back on this channel. I don't know if you guys missed me, but I missed you.
I missed you very much.
Anyway, how are we doing? How's our week been? And how are we working towards our goals? Are we smashing or are we lazy? I'm kind of lazily smashing my goals. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. I'm somewhere just in the middle of all of these things. So actually today I hope it's going to be pretty interactive, because I'll be waiting, you know, to get like tons of feedback from Daniel. But what exactly is our ideal team like? What are those cultures or characteristics that we see in members of a team that makes us feel like, oh, we belong here, or I'll be able to work here, or I'll be able to thrive here? You know, what is an ideal work environment for you, or what is an ideal teammate? I'd like to believe, well, it's somewhere in between, but like the culture makes the team makes the culture in between. But both ways, it can go both ways. What's your ideal workplace and what's your ideal team? Personally, I find it very difficult to work with non-motivated people. It's a thorn in my flesh. I've tried it. I don't know, maybe others can do, maybe others have a way of doing this whole inspire to aspire thing, that when they say something, that's how they will say it. It will spur up the emotions of people, and then people be like, because of this thing you have said, I will go for it. I mean, it happens, right? It gets tiring. I'm not saying I don't know how to motivate people, but I find it unnecessary to motivate people all the time, to constantly, or will I say unnecessarily motivate people. There should be the atom of, or there should be a greater amount of self-motivation, self-willingness to do something, right? So, I mean, my first ideal teammate would be a self-motivated teammate. You know how to motivate yourself. You know how to pick yourself up. It doesn't mean that I won't pick you up, or I won't try to pick you up when I see that you're falling or you're slacking. It just means that it makes it easier to pick you up. It just makes it easier to pick you up. It makes it easier to motivate you. It makes it easier to be on the same level with you, you know. Rather than trying to always motivate somebody and then the person waits for another motivation for the person to do the work. I don't know if people can do it though, but me, I've tried it and it fails. So if I see any teammate and or any team member, and I see that this person has to often more times than not be motivated, like find an external motivating factor, you know, and it has to come from me. Bro, me, I'm it go hard. I won't say I'm not doing, because sometimes you don't get to choose the kind of teammate you work with, you know. But if I had the choice, I wouldn't choose that kind of person. Especially if it has to do with, a team that, you know, requires, you know, constant results. You know, you have to send in. I feel like I'm saying, you know, too much. Let me step back a bit. Okay, so like I was trying to say, I'm just simply trying to say that it also depends on the kind of team. For instance, if we have an accountability team, right, where the purpose of that team is for me to help you and for you to help me towards a certain thing, right? Even if I see that you are unmotivated or you are not a self-motivated person, it makes much more sense, because that is more aligned to the purpose of the team. I know that, oh, you are in this team because you even need motivation in the kind first place, self. I mean, that's one of the like major features of an accountability team. You need motivation. So I know that I am in this team to provide you with motivation, among other things, of course, right? And it's more understandable when I have to motivate you more times than not, because it is the help that you need based on the purpose of that team. But if the purpose of the team is one that requires constant, you know, results, you have to give practical results, you have to give out, you know, progress status, you have to produce something, you have to get certain KPIs, you know, you have to meet up with certain criteria and all those other things. A team that requires, you know, a lot of brain work, because there is a tangible goal that is trying to be met, and there's a lot at stake. If you don't meet up with that goal, I would not work with an unmotivated person. If I have the choice, I will not. And if I don't have the choice, okay, let me not go into that. I'm not saying I can't be flexible, but if I have to do it more times, you know, a lot of times, and it becomes stressful or detrimental to the success of the entire team, to like the direction and the speed of that team, no. So I think my top one, from my experience, from all my experiences of working in a team, I think my top one quality that I would, you know, see in a teammate and I would feel like we can go a very long way is self-motivation. The second would be understanding. So you don't necessarily need to be friends with your teammates. I don't think so. Meanwhile, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be friends, because if you're friends with your teammates, it actually gives you more perspective into the kind of behaviors that they put out, or the kind of, you know, it provides you with background information to the kind of actions you see them, you know, producing, or thoughts, you know, it will give you more insight to their kind of thought pattern, you know, how best to approach a certain, you know, approach a certain topic, you know, probably it's sensitive, you know, and all what like that. So I'm not saying it's not important to be friends, but I'm saying it's not one of those key ingredients for me. Because up until recently, say for the past 1 year or something like that, before 1 year, you know, for this last 1 year and all, if I'm working in a team, tell me what I have to do. Okay, this is what I have to do. That's chill. I do it, I come back to you. You make corrections, I do the corrections, I give it back to you, and I go. That's me. I don't even do small talks. As far as we're working in a team, and I know we're not friends, and I don't like, if I like you now, I say, okay, I would then make the effort to be your friend. Do you understand? Or to befriend you. But if not, bro, I'll just do what I came to do, and then I'll get the hell out. And it takes understanding, you know, for a fellow teammate or a team member to see that and be like, oh, I understand this, how this person works. I understand this person's timeline. I understand this person's thought patterns. I understand this person's responses and actions. I understand this person's strengths and weaknesses. Because the thing with understanding is it would help you to know who to give what, the kind of job or the kind of role or the kind of task to give somebody, right? If you know that you have two teammates and one person is better at doing last minute work, like if you call the person by 11 o'clock for something, deadline is 11:59, the person will be able to do it ASAP, like the person can think on his feet, on their feet. And then you have another teammate that is like, the person likes to take their time, person likes to, you know, have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and everything. You don't give an urgent work to that kind of person, right? You know the functionality of each of your team members or each of your teammates. And I think that's a very, very key attribute that I love to see in a team and even among teammates or team members. Understanding. So my first would be self-motivation. My second would be understanding. My third would be I don't know, this is somehow under understanding, sha inclusiveness. I mean, every day now, people are talking about, oh, how to be inclusive, create a more inclusive working environment, a more inclusive this, a more inclusive that. And in as much as I believe that our generation these days, we say things so much that we begin to lose the meaning of that thing. Right, we've said inclusivity so much that I don't even know if we still know the meaning, right? But that aside, I believe like it is a very important characteristic that both team members and the team culture itself should have. I think these are like my top three. My number four would be innovation, obviously, or solution oriented, as some people would call it to be. And then probably number five would be, I don't know. It doesn't really require much from me. But let's just say friendliness. I think that's where friendliness comes in. Friendliness and being friends are pretty much two different things, right? But for me, those are like my top five ideal working environment or team members or teammate standards, right? But I want to know, what kind of characteristics or what kind of features do you like to see in your fellow team member or teammate or team leader, you know, that makes you feel like you can thrive in this environment, or you can thrive working with these people, you can stand working with them, right? And also, it would be, have you had any experience of working in a very, very messed up team, right? And what made you tick? What made you say, oh, this experience was like really bad, this experience was messed up, I don't want to ever work in this team or in this kind of team again? So I'd like to know like your experiences, I'd like to know your preferences in working with teams, because I feel like it's very important. If we know these things, then it sort of helps us know the kind of work culture we can, what they call it now, we can subject ourselves to, and the kind that we cannot. So I'll be waiting for your feedback, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.